Hey folks, Dan Ferreira here with your closing bell for June 11th, 2025. So today we got the CPI number, inflation numbers on the consumer level. Well, tomorrow we're getting the producer price index, which shows us producer inflation. How's that going to fare? How's that going to affect these things over here? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So my name is Dan Ferreira. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. If you're out there looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help you because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video, but we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I'll give you that at the end of this video. You're here for these things right through here. So let's get over to it. So here's the news that was coming in today. What's the latest inflation data mean for your mortgage? We're going to talk about that in a second. But we want to go over to here. Inflation pressures ease on a monthly basis. So what we got today, the news out this morning was we had consumer inflation numbers and they actually came in better than expected. I'm going to go over that with you here in a minute. But tomorrow we have producer inflation and unemployment numbers coming in. So that could be a curveball thrown to the markets for tomorrow. But so far today, it's looking pretty good. Let's look at the bond market we're seeing right through here. Bonds, if you're looking at the mortgage rates right now, this is what we look at. We look at the MBS market and mortgage bonds. This bond trades on Wall Street. And yes, this is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So this is what happened today with mortgage bonds. They were up. All you have to know is this. If this chart goes up, it means prices of bonds are going up. That means yields or interest rates are coming down. So the bigger this jump up, the better it is for rates. If we look at a two-day chart, we were basically flat yesterday, and then we came out of the gate today based on those good inflation numbers, and the market rallied. Now, tomorrow might be another thing. Let's get over to here. We had the Dow Jones and everything basically give back its gains for the day. Everything ended basically flat for the day. That was a move that I didn't expect late in the day. Not really quite sure about that, but I did just see some breaking news that I think it was Iraq. Our embassy in Iraq is getting everybody's fleeing there because there might be a threat there. So I'm going to dig into that a little bit more, but that could be a game changer as well. But let's go over to the economic news we have coming out tomorrow that will be affecting the markets. Here's the data, folks. We got PPI. The PPI is the producer inflation numbers. Last reading, it was negative 0.5. This time it's supposed to go positive. We're going to see how this fares. I can't give you a beat on these. Over here, I think I nailed these yesterday. I said these numbers are probably going to come in about a tenth lower. If they're not on point, they're going to be at least 0.1 to 0.2 lower. And I kind of hit it right across the board through here. Crude inventory, oil inventory, we'll scrap that. But the 10-year note auction or the 10-year bond right now is trading at 442, which matches right through here our bond charts. 10-year at 442. So that matches that. So the news that we're going to focus in on tomorrow is this initial jobless claims, which is supposed to be just completely flat tomorrow, and I'm hoping so. And then producer inflation, where is that going to go? And that could be a market mover. Usually the CPI has a little bit more dynamics to the market than the PPI. We'll see how this affects the market tomorrow morning at the opening bell. So I'll be back at the opening bell to let you know how this goes and market reactions to that. So next we want to look at this, the national debt. And why am I bringing this up? Well, let's go to the next screen. Because here's what you're going to see. And this was a little bit confusing when I looked at it first. Because the reason why rates are so high in a lot of cases is the government is overspending. So the government has to finance all this debt by pushing it out to the markets, and that's what's happening. So a big piece of that is the interest that we pay or the taxpayer pays on all this. So that's why the president is coming in saying, you know, Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve chairman, you need to cut rates because a lot of the data that we're seeing right through here is actually better than expected. We thought tariffs might spike rates or the inflation rates sky high. There's an analysis done this morning. If inflation or the tariffs stay exactly the way they are today, one of the reports is that could add 0.1 to our inflation numbers. So is that dramatic? No, but I do have some light at the end of this tunnel for you. Right through here, here's what it says. U.S. budget deficit hits $316 billion in May with an annual shortfall up 14% from a year ago. But you have to read into it. Let's look at these. After running a short-lived surplus, the government has a surplus. Well, in April, thanks to tax season receipts, the deficit totaled just more than $316 billion for the month, taking the year-to-date to $1.3 trillion in debt. That's crazy. Surging finance costs were among the major contributor to the fiscal issues, with interest on the $36.2 trillion debt topped $92 billion. So this is why the government's saying, Fed, you need to cut rates because you're killing us on all these interest rates. So if you go down through here, we do have some light at the end of the tunnel. Like I said, surging finance costs were among the major contributors to fiscal issues, with interest on the $36.2 trillion debt topping $92 billion. Interest expenses are on net exceeding interest expenses on net exceeded all other outlays except for Medicare and Social Security. So basically, the interest on this debt is the major cost that us, the taxpayers, have right now. Well, some good news is here, tariff collections are helping offset some of the shortfall. It's not going to help all of it, but look at these numbers. Gross customs duties for the month totaled $23 billion, up from I'm assuming it's $6 billion, not $6, from the same month a year ago. Could that be six? I'm saying it's $6 billion. For the year, gross tariffs collected have totaled $86 billion, up 59% from the same time of 2024. So we've been saying this tariff money is going to help our national deficit, $86 billion. That's $43 billion or $50 billion more than we brought in last year at this time. So think we have another 6 months to go. So could we bring in, you know, $200 billion in tariff money to help offset the national debt? It could be a substantial break for us taxpayers out there. So just wanted to bring that up to you as well. And then the bond market right through here, I just brought this up so you can see where the 10-year treasury is right now. It's at 4.42, down 0.05. So that's what we're seeing in the markets right now. We go back to this, the MBS market, like I said, it ended the day up 34 points. Wasn't as big a factor in rates as I thought it would be today. We got another pullback of 0.04. Nothing major, but these things keep continuing to come down. So if tomorrow's PPI number comes out a little bit favorable, or at least on point, I think you're going to see mortgage rates continue to move up. And a lot of the news coming from the tariff market and as well as the China negotiations looking pretty darn good too from the data that we're seeing from mainstream media. So folks, that is my report for today. If you're interested in a reverse mortgage or looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help you. So here's what I do. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I work at a federal bank. I've been doing this for over 35 years. I'd love to be able to help you and use my experience to get you, navigate you through home buying or home refinancing. We have a slogan here, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? And Dan, make it make sense. So it's easy. Our bank, Federal Bank, set up with 32 other lenders to offer you guys the programs so we can offer you basically a one-stop shop. So when you apply right through here, I'm going to have the options to focus in on the programs and rates we have here at the bank. And I have 32 other lenders. I can use their programs and their rates to help you guys buy or refinance. So think about it. If you did this on your own, you'd have to put in 32 applications, have your credit report ran 32 times, and talk to 32 loan officers. How about one application, one credit pool, and one loan officer? You can find that right here at therateupdate.com. So check out therateupdate.com. If you want to give us a call, you can call up right through here. It's 844-775-5626. We did put this tab on here. If you want to ask me any questions, just click the button. Put in your question, give me your name and phone number. Love to call you or email you answers to that question and maybe some more. But if you want some assistance with anything else, you're more than welcome to schedule an appointment with me or schedule a consultation with me or Alan, and we'd be happy to serve you and talk you through if you're looking to build, buy, or refinance, exactly how that works and how we might be able to help you. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Hope you have a fantastic evening. Be safe out there, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow at the opening bell to see how this mess, especially the PPI, comes in, see how this affects these things over here tomorrow. So thanks for watching, folks. All I ask you to do is, if you can do me one favor, if you can subscribe down there, I'm trying to hit 40,000 subscribers as soon as I can, and you're the only ones that out there that can help me. So please, if you would do that for me, I'd greatly appreciate it. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.